This is your morning team show on a WSGW. I really wanted to ignore this, but I can't anymore. I'm sorry.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
With WSGW and you, and Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie, and a little Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs for you in the background. So I'll play the part of Dopey. I'll volunteer that right away if we're going to start casting. No, I'm not here to cast Seven Dwarfs. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the story going around. There's a controversy. No controversy.
Now there is.
Somebody made it one.
Yeah, of course.
Some people who have nothing better to do with their time. This is my opinion, of course. I'm going to rant, and I'll try and keep it calm. Disneyland's revamped Snow White ride opened up. And now that people can go back to Disneyland, they're having a chance to experience it. And they revamped the Snow White ride, which ends with Prince Charming giving Snow White a kiss while she's asleep.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough so far.
The managing editor of SF Gate, a newspaper, of course, out of San Francisco, which doesn't surprise me at all. Her name is Katie Dowd, and a reporter, Julie Tremaine, wrote an article about this and said the ride itself is really good. They were actually very complimentary of the overall ride, the experience, how it's been revamped really nicely.
Ah, there's a butt coming.
Well, that, you know, Prince Charming kissing a sleeping Snow White, which means he did it without her consent.
Oh, mm-hmm. No!
Yes,
can't do
I
that.
Saw that.
Can't do that, according to, of course, these two people.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Probably.
Don't buy it. And I'll tell you why, especially when I get to some of the writings here. And like I said, I've been ignoring this. I've been laughing. I thought, this is hilarious. I mean,
it's
really.
It's not funny Snow today, White unfortunately. And
no, it is. No, it is. It's still, well, no, it's not funny today, but still, it's the ultimate fairy tale.
Yeah.
There's good and evil. There's an ending where everybody lives happily ever after.
Mm. And dwarfs.
And dwarfs.
Now, I forgot. did Snow White and Prince Charming know each other before the kiss?
No.
No, they did not. No.
They did not.
Okay. They did not.
The complaint here, of course, is that they said a kiss he gives to her without her consent while she's asleep, which cannot possibly be true love. Remember, because the only way she's going to be alive again is if she gets true love, a kiss from a true love.
Right.
To which I maintain she might not have thought it was true love, which I understand what the thing is the problem, but I'm sure he thought it was. Goodness knows, there's a lot of girls I was true loving in my lifetime that never give me the time of day.
I would have to think after I don't know how long that's been around, that we would get beyond this kind of stuff. But I guess it's getting worse.
It's 2021.
Yeah,
they're looking at everything with a fine microscope.
Well, now, the big question is, does Disney change the end of the ride?
No.
No, good.
If they do, just shut down the company.
Yeah,
they talked to a Disney patron, by the way. This is a woman with her 8-year-old son, among the first to ride, and she says, although I'm an avid Disneyland goer, this woman with an 8-year-old son, she said the Snow White Prince Charming kiss led to an uncomfortable conversation with her 8-year-old son. Apparently, her son asked her, "Why did they only kiss when she was asleep?" Very perceptive young man at 8 years old,
Very.
I must tell you.
Yeah,
my first
Good
thought
question.
Would be his. My first thought, an 8-year-old boy is going to be going. Ew, they kissed!
Think of the positive.
She said it made me have to explain when and not it's okay for people to kiss.
Yeah. Well, you see, if that kiss had not been there, she would not have had that positive conversation with her youngster.
Oh, there you go.
There's a purpose right there.
So my question is, I don't see any comment here from Snow White. Did anyone ask Snow White? Snow White, did you care that you were kissed by someone without your consent and... We're actually alive again instead of being dead? The way to have your life saved was this kiss. If you needed CPR, were you going to ask for consent first
you beat
before
me to
you
it.
Started pressing on her chest?
That's a good point.
It beat me to it.
I'm sorry.
That was CPR of the day. There you go.
Well, there you go. Well, and what's funny here is, again, it's the SF Gate and the managing editor, Katie Dowd and Julie Germain, write this. Now, this is what they write, okay, in their own article after, again, praising. That was their problem with it, which, again, I find me. But they wrote this. Still, this is the last line of their story, still with the twinkling lights all around and the gorgeous special effects, that final scene is beautifully executed as long as you're watching it as a fairy tale and not a life lesson.
Well, what else would you watch it?
Which is exactly what it is. It's not a life lesson. It's a fairy tale. It's make-believe, which is what you tell your 8-year-old kid. This is not, it's a movie. It's not real. I hope you're explaining that to any kind of movie that's done, unless it's a documentary. This is what movies are all about. Make-believe, escapism.
That's Disney.
And if you're going to go that route, shall we not further have the conversation? Did she have to explain why a single woman is living in a house with 7 old men? What about the moral implications of that?
Who don't stop singing. Oh.
And 7 men who eventually put to death an evil, wicked witch without trial. They were judge and jury, and they led her to her death. They murdered her.
That is true.
Did she have that conversation with her 8-year-old son? Did Katie Dowd and Tremaine, Julie Tremaine, care about that? No. They cared about the life-saving kiss. That's what bothered them.
You ought to send a recording of your diatribe off to these people who wrote that criticism, Charlie.
Next week, we'll examine Humpty Dumpty just to see if there's anything.
He was pushed. He didn't fall. He was pushed.
May I be me just because I'm me? Please.
I know,
please let
do.
Me just be me.
I
watched The Wizard of Oz the other night.
Did you
really?
Yes, I did.
It was cool.
It was on Turner Classic Movies, I believe. And a great movie still to this day.
Yes.
Remember when Dorothy falls asleep?
Yes.
Does she get kissed to wake up? No, Glenda the Good Witch just puts some snow down, and that's how she wakes up.
Oh, in the Field of Poppies.
In the Field of Poppies. That's right. Yeah. The Tin Man didn't go down and say, here, I think I've got the magic elixir. Here's my kiss. He didn't do that. No, he didn't do that at all. And a lot of these fairy tales, let's remember here, gentlemen, like I said, I'm going to be me, written by
men.
Yeah, right. There you go. Thank you.
Well,
that's the way I'd write it.
So kiss they the dropped woman. This fairy dust down to wake her up. Is that connotating snorting something?
Oh, no, no, no.
Steve, look what you've done, Charlie. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Hey, the instructions were she doesn't wake up until she's kissed, okay? Didn't say anything about fairy dust. Didn't say anything
normally,
about Glinda the Good Witch coming down.
Normally, I like to take topics that Charlie brings up and expand on them on the Art Lewis Show. This will not be one of them.
Who knows? It might be one of your best shows
ever. Yeah, it could be.